It is sad that some of the journalists are being kidnapped, and the two other journalists were kidnapped. Obviously, it's sad story there. But what we can do to improve the situation, we can't really stop the terrorists from kidnapping people, but what we can do is to coordinate the visits of the journalists and the non-government organization members and supporters into Iraq with the Iraqi NGOs, so that Iraqi NGOs involved public support, public base, can provide guidance and protection for whoever going to Iraq to help the Iraqi people. And that's the only way that this can be done. But you can't expect someone who goes into Iraq on their own, don't know the danger zones, they don't know the culture, they don't know anything, to be protected by people who don't know they are there. So we need that coordination level to enable the Iraqis to protect those who need to help them.
وصدقيني انا هذا الموضوع يعني خاطر يقولون طبيعه المجتمع العراقي طبيعه عشائريه. يعني العشائريه موجوده في العراق وانتم تعلمون انت خصوصا انت تعلمين ان المجتمع. فانا اذا اعتمدت بضروره انه اي شخص ياتي انا متكلف انا مع عشيرتي نحن. حتى احنا لا تجربه الصوره واضحه للعالم. يعني احنا ليش مثلا كل فعاليات المجتمع العراقي يعني انا عجبني احد اعضاء البرلمان يقول نحن قلنا العراق توني بلير ان النفط العراقي توقف. يقول توني بلير لا يرفض يقول لا ما اكو ينجحش. لو كانت مثلا هنالك اكو يعني قنوات اتصال مع العالم مع كذا يقدر انه احنا مثلا نقدر ندخل صحفيين الى هذه المواقع اللي قاعد كل يوم مكان يعني ساخن بالاحداث. فنعم هو هذا خدمه هي حقيقه خدمه كبيره لامريكا وخروج منظمات المجتمع والصحفيين.
Some of you may know that the Iraqi society is a tribal society, and that means that the power has been away, the tribe has been away in the society, and if need be, then these NGO workers and journalists can be given the tribal protection, which really is very valuable in Iraq, and it can be utilized to provide that protection to the visitors if the coordination can be made. A basic example of how NGOs and non-government organization workers and supporters and journalists could have helped the Iraqis is by publicizing the fact that the oil workers union managed to stop the flow of oil for 3 days while Tullamore in the UK is denying that that happened. These people weren't there to see for themselves that the flow has stopped. It would have been publicized and would have helped the Iraqis to get more public support and more ground support for further action on that count.